That was music by Johann Strauss Jr. His Persian March in a performance here by the CSSR State Philharmonic, conducted by Johannes Wildner, on 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana, NPR, classical music and more for Central Illinois. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. This show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. And on the program today, coming up in just a few minutes, I'll be talking with Paul Hinson, who is a practitioner of the Highland Bagpipe, the Great Highland Bagpipe, to be more precise. And he's given a recital tomorrow of solo piping music at on the Box Lunch Concert Series, or I guess they call it a concert series, from the Champaign Public Library. It'll be at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign from noon to 1. We'll be hearing some of his playing and also that of a couple of his numerous teachers on the program. So I hope you'll stay tuned, but especially if you're a fan of the bagpipe. And I know that such a thing does, in fact, exist. But first, I do want to remind you, if you need the reminder, that it's our spring pledge period. And on this show, because we have long format interviews, we don't come to you terribly often with this reminder or to ask specifically for you to support the program. So we're going to do it right up front, and then we'll talk to Paul for a while, and then we'll come back. It is important that we know that you're a fan of the show and that that means enough that you want to help perpetuate the show on this station. The phone number where you can make your contribution is 217-244-0025. And, of course, the website is willpledge.org. I'm sharing the studio this afternoon, I think, for the first time.
Yeah.
With our membership director, John Steinbacher. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's great to be here. And I just want to say, who doesn't love bagpipes? Who's not a fan of bagpipes?
I'm not going to raise my hand. I like them sometimes. I like it. It all depends. Yeah. It all depends. Yeah.
But
are you a fan of bagpipes?
Oh yeah. But anyway, yeah. This is the second to last weekday of our pledge drive. Just today and tomorrow left to support Live and Local, and having bagpipes on is just a perfect example of the diversity of music and arts that you feature day in and day out. And I hope that people out there listening think that's well worth supporting, because we certainly do here appreciate getting support for Live and Local and the great variety of programs that come in each and every day. So if you love this show and you want to support it, 217-244-0025 or go to willpledge.org.
Our tagline that I read at the end of our official ID officially says NPR and classical music for Central Illinois, but around Live and Local we always add NPR classical music and more. And I know when we first put this show on the air and people discovered that it was not always classical music, in fact, it probably is not more often than it is, that probably some wondered what's it doing on the station. But we've gotten a lot of fans, and I've certainly delighted in discovering lots of different kinds of music, all kinds of acoustic genres, and it really is classical music and so much more. And today happens to be bagpipes. Tomorrow we're going to have the guy best known as the actor Ronnie Cox coming in and playing for us live as the singer-songwriter Ronnie Cox. So that's going to be a lot of fun too. So just a little bit of the idea, the variety that's on the show.
Yeah, and I think that is the show's strong suit and what makes it well worth supporting. I mean, you've had last year you had an actress who was it Molly Ringwald or
yeah,
yep. So I mean, you're
also turned singer-songwriter.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's fantastic that not only are you going to get the classical and acoustic music, but just such a wide variety. It's fantastic.
217-244-0025 or give online at willpledge.org. We hope you'll do that during our conversation with Paul Hinson. Here's one of his teachers. I have the CD box right in front of me. A fellow named Alistair Gillies from a CD called Lochbroom. And these are a couple of what are called retreat marches.
Thank you.
just heard a set of Highland bagpipes, great Highland bagpipes, or a bagpipe to take your pick, in performance by Alistair Gillies from a CD called Lochbroom. And those were a set of three what are known as retreat marches, the Heroes of St. Valery. And I guess there's just two of them here, and My Hometown, they're called. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, the Highland Bagpipe, it will be played at a recital or concert or program tomorrow at noon at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign. It's a presentation on the Box Lunch series. That's B-A-C-H apostrophe S. From the Champaign Park District, and it'll feature Paul Hinson on the pipes. Paul is my guest this portion of Live and Local. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thanks for letting me know that this was going on. Paul and I met 1999, I think it was, when somebody had referred you to me when my orchestra called the Prairie Ensemble was going to do a piece of music by Peter Maxwell Davies called...
Right. Barkney Wedding with Sunrise.
That's the one, yeah. And you must have done it just a couple years before with Champaign-Urbana Symphony.
Right.
And somebody said, well, he's the guy to call. And I don't remember if it was partly because you read music, and perhaps not all pipers do, or because you were particularly good. But in any event, we met back then and have occasionally kept in touch since. How did you get involved in piping in the first place?
It's kind of a long story. I was in at college down at McKendree College.
And where is that?
It's in Lebanon, Illinois. It's near Belleville. And sometime one of the homecoming parades back when I was a student there in the 70s, they had a pipe band come over from St. Louis and perform in the parade, and I thought that was kind of cool. And it kind of, you know, the effect of it and the sound and all of that kind of stuck with me. And when I became a grad student at U of I, there was a music shop just north of Green Street on Wright that carried world music, international music, and they carried some pipe band and solo piping LPs, and I got a few, and finally decided, you know, if those guys can play, I can too.
And in order to get started, you got first the part of the pipe known as the chanter.
Well, actually, the bagpipe, as far as I know, is maybe the only instrument that you learn to play by starting off with another instrument. You start with what's called a practice chanter, and it looks kind of like a recorder, only a lot skinnier. And you learn your basic movements, learn the basic tunes, or learn the tunes on that, and then at some point, you transfer over to the big pipe.
So what is the big pipe adds to the chanter what?
Well, you have the chanter, and then you have a blowpipe, a bag, and then with the Highland bagpipe, you have three drones, two tenor drones and a bass drone. So it's like... say in choral terms, it's like a soprano, two tenors, and a bass.
I see. So the chanter is really what
that's the
produces
melody
the
pipe.
Melody,
right?
And you're probably many people, myself included, for a long, long time, assume that the thing you're blowing in is actually producing the tone.
No, it's indirect airflow. You blow into the bag, and that just serves as an air reservoir. And then there are four reeds, one at the top of the chanter and one at the bottom of each of the drones. And the wind, the bag is airtight. There's a valve at the base of the blowpipe that allows air into the bag but not back up the bag, up the blowpipe. So the only way for the air to escape is over the reeds. So you're playing a double reed similar to an oboe or bassoon reed, and then you're playing three single reeds similar to clarinet or saxophone reeds.
In a note you sent to me, you said that once you bought the bagpipe, after having learned on the practice chanter, you learned to control the beast, is how you put it.
Yeah.
What's the challenge? What are you controlling? What's the hard? What makes it such a beast?
The two things most people have trouble with are learning to read the music and learning to control the pressure. If you have to maintain a steady pressure, otherwise it just sounds awful. And that's you know, once you get the pressure mastered, there are only 9 notes that you play. The sharps and flats are built into the scale, so from that point of view, it's a lot easier than a piano. On the other hand, you're playing 4 reeds.
And the drone, of course, is a constant.
Right. It's in fact, in the early scores back in the early 19th century, when they first started putting music, the pipe music, onto staff notation, they included a bass line for the tenor and drone tenor and bass drones. But by the middle of the century, they stopped doing that because the drones only play 1 note each.
And you can't exactly stop them until you stop
right.
The air.
Right. It's the bagpipe is either on or off. There's no middle ground.
We began this segment with what were called retreat marches, which speaks at least to one of the origins of the bagpipe, or at least one of the uses of the bagpipe in military sense. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Right. The bagpipe, at least the Highland bagpipe, became the instrument of the Highland clans. The clan, when the clans went to war, they always took their pipers with them. And the pipers were gentlemen of the clans. And when the Scottish regiments or Highland regiments were raised in the 18th century and early 19th centuries, the officers decided they needed their pipers with them, so they started recruiting pipers. The government didn't pay for them, so they are, in the early days, before the 1850s anyway, they're listed as just as musicians or as drummers.
And in the early days, we're talking about these things showed up in Scotland somewhere around 1400?
Right. They became popular, started becoming popular in the 1400s, and they were really popular by the 1600s. And basically every self-respecting clan chief had his own piper, or a couple of them if he had a large territory. And all of that came crashing to an end with the last of the Jacobite rebellions in the 1740s, and that pretty much put an end to the clan pipers and all of that stuff.
So after that, it's become largely an entertainment source.
Well, it always was an entertainment source, but while the old clan system ended, it became popular in the early 1800s to have big landowners to have trappings of the old clan system, and one of those things was the piper. And so any self-respecting gentleman who owned lots of property in Scotland would hire a piper. The army was always looking for pipers. Those were the two primary sources of employment back in the 1800s, or late 1800s, early 1900s, and then really since World War II, they've gone out into other areas, you know, accountants, teachers, whatnot.
So the retreat marches, we heard, would have been a function of...
Right. The retreat, it's actually a ceremony, and it doesn't mean run away, we've lost the battle. It means it signals the end of the piper of the regiment's working day, which is they would sound the retreat around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, something like that, and that would signal all the pipers that or all the soldiers that their working day is over and they can relax a bit and carry on with other things.
Yeah. Reminding listeners that I'm talking with Paul Hinson, who's going to be given a bagpipe program tomorrow at noon on the Box Lunch Series, B-A-C-H apostrophe S, at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign for the Champaign Park District. And that'll go from about noon to 1. And here's Paul in a couple of tunes here. One is called Men of Erin, the other Pipe Major Donald Legg. What types of tunes are these?
The first is a slow air. It was written by a guy from Kansas City, actually. And the second is a march, and I think they're both in 12/8 time. And Donald was a pipe major of the Morton Highlanders when I played with him in the early 80s, and the guy who composed the tune is the late Jim Lynch, who lived in Champaign and Urbana for years and years and years.
So local products, these tunes.
Yes.
It's Paul Hinson on the Highland Bagpipe here on Live and Local. Paul Hinson, that was actually his from his demo CD that got him the gig, playing tomorrow on the Box Lunch Series for the Champaign Park District. He's going to be at the Springer Cultural Center for a noontime show. We heard Men of Erin and Pipe Major Donald Legg, both of which were locally composed, and Paul Hinson, musician of our area, hence supporting the name of this program, which is Live and Local. He wasn't live in the studio, but you can hear him live tomorrow at noon if you so choose. I'm Kevin Kelly, and programs on WYLL today are made possible with the support of the Friends of WYLL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. And, of course, Friends of WYLL are those listeners who support us with your financial contributions. And this is your special week. It's our spring pledge period. And we'd like... hoping to appeal to $140,000 worth of you during this week. That's our goal for the drive. And, you know, we might as well appeal, particularly if you're a big fan of the bagpipe.
Yeah, where else are you going to hear on your dial bagpipes? And if you're not a fan of the bagpipes, maybe you're becoming one today. I mean, you learn a lot when you listen to the show.
That's our general manager just walked in, Chet Tomzig, and said, I love the bagpipes.
Yeah, there you go. So if you enjoy bagpipes or you just like diverse options on your radio dial, 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. You know, Kevin, you just mentioned the goal is $140,000. We are on Thursday of our 8-day campaign, which means we'll be finishing up in just a few short days now. So there's no time like the present. So far, we've raised over $71,000, which is great. We're more than halfway there, and we always have a strong finish. And we'd like that strong finish to start right now.
Or a strong start if you haven't
exactly.
If it would be your first pledge for the show, it's a good time for you to start. 217-244-0025, the number to call. We like to say that public radio is a partnership. You could say that everything that we offer here is available for free, and of course it is. But if everybody decided it were free, then nobody would get to hear it. And so the partnership is we provide the product and you provide a substantial part of the funding to ensure that we continue to offer that product, whether it's news, public affairs, and of course arts and entertainment here on our FM station, FM 90.9, and music of considerable diversity. Make your call now to 217-244-0025, or you can go online to willpledge.org.
And we actually have a very special offer going right now, just during this hour. Anyone who pledges in support of WYL right now, we actually are giving away, this is kind of fun, and maybe many of you who are listening are going to be tuning in for All Things Considered coming up at 5. We're giving away two random temporary tattoos, NPR-focused temporary tattoos, to everyone who pledges this afternoon. So if that's something that entices you, it's a little fun. It's just a fun way to say thank you to everyone who supports Live and Local WILL and all the great services we offer.
What does that mean, random? Two random tattoos?
Well, it means you'll get a tattoo that says All Things Considered. Maybe you'll get a Morning Edition tattoo. Maybe you'll get a This American Life tattoo.
We don't have a Live and Local tattoo.
No, but...
We should get a permanent one.
Yeah. If you do have a Live and Local tattoo, a permanent one, or if that's something you're interested in, let us know in the comments when you make your donation. We'll be sure to read that on the air.
We'll send out a photographer.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see it. If you're that big a fan, then surely you'll be making a pledge. 217-244-0025, whether you have a permanent tattoo or you want to get a temporary one, or simply want to support the music, we will appreciate your support of the program. 217-244-0025. And the web address is willpledge.org. My guest this portion of the show is Piper Paul Hinson, playing the Highland Pipes, and he'll be playing the Springer Cultural Center tomorrow during the noon hour. He'll be playing quite a program of some variety tomorrow from noon to one at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign. And I say from some variety and of some variety, but as you indicated, the pipes only produce 9 notes and the drone is a constant. And as you said, the pipes are either on or off. So once you get the air going, the only way to stop is to stop pumping up the bag, I guess. And how do you create interest when you have relatively limited musical range, let's say?
Well, one, it's the musical variety. There are several different tempos or of marches, several different types of dance tunes. Just a variety of slow airs, Gaelic airs, jigs, hornpipes, pibroch. There's just a vast amount of pipe music out there, and some people aren't going to like it, and some people don't like it. It's kind of like you either like the stuff or you don't. There's just not a whole lot of middle ground.
But then also, because the melody is continuous, you can't stop it. It just keeps blowing.
Right. That's one of the intense things that a lot of people can't handle.
Yeah. But also, in order to make the melody interesting, you use these all kinds of ornaments, each of which has names and.
Right. Basically, they're just called grace notes or grace note movements, and we can't vary the pitch. We can't stop and start, with a conventional band instrument, and so we use the grace notes, or the lack of thereof, to emphasize the importance of this or that particular note or movement, basically to give it a little variety.
The guy we heard first, Alistair Gillies, and the gentleman we're going to hear coming up, a fellow named Brian Donaldson, both of whom were teachers of yours. In what context, and what does one learn when you work with a pipe teacher?
Well, it depends on what your level is. Some people start. I've known people who have started with some of these guys and not being able to play a lick, and by the end of a week are able to play at least one tune, a couple of tunes, something like that. What I go for is to learn new music and to learn more difficult music. Most of what the public hears is marches, strathspeys, reels, jigs, hornpipes, that sort of thing, slow airs. But the real music of the bagpipe is the pibroch. And structurally and just the size of the tune, it's just so different from everything else that you really need an instructor to get a handle on the music.
And what is pibroch? It's in English it's spelled P-I-B-R-O-C-H. In Scottish it's spelled entirely differently.
Oh yeah, but a few more letters.
Yeah, just a few.
It's basically pibroch means piperines or what pipers do, and that is the I guess you could say that's the nowadays it's considered the classical music for the Highland bagpipe. Now, the way they're played nowadays, it's a theme and variation. And the themes can last up to a couple of minutes, and then the variations, the whole tune can go on. You may have one variation, you may have three, you may have a dozen. The shortest pibroch I know is about 5 minutes. The longest I know is 18. And the longest, I think, on record is 25.
Are these improvised?
No. I imagine at some point they were, but they're up and, well, let's put it this way, up until the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, when recordings became popular, they were taught master to student. And a lot of the they weren't put down in staff notation until the early 1800s, And really, they've never perfected the presentation of PBROC unstaff notation. And so it's really almost a necessity to get good instruction to get a handle on the tunes.
And both of the recordings we have here from a couple of your instructors have a PBROC on them. You're going to end your program with one of those, as well as having some airs and lots of different types of dances.
Yeah, the PBROC, the tempos are a lot slower than any of the other music, and they generally will end the program with the PBROC instead of having them somewhere in the middle because it is so different, and because generally they're pretty massive compared to the other music.
And you figure that if the real fans will have stuck around probably to hear that, right?
I suppose, yeah.
Or if they have managed to stick around that long, then they'll probably be up for it.
Yeah, it's I've heard it described as a musical, like, epic. When you hear one well played, there's just nothing like it.
Well, we might as well just hear one, or at least part of one. And this is from Sergeant Brian Donaldson, from his CD called Pipers of Distinction, or I guess this is a series called Pipers of Distinction, and it's a PBROC called The Vaunting. And my guest has been Paul Hinson. He's going to play at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign, a presentation on the Box Lunch Series from the Champaign Park District. It'll be a free program from noon to 1 tomorrow. And appreciate your joining us on the show today and telling us at least a little bit about the pipes. There's lots of places we could go, but we got to send you back to work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Paul. And that is just the beginning portion of what, in fact, is a pretty long pibroch called The Vaunting by Sergeant Brian Donaldson. I guess it's not his composition, but it's his performance there. And in full meditative mode, you would go about 13 minutes on that tune, and you have a chance to hear Paul Hinson's pibroch at the end of his program tomorrow at noon at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. We bring you news of performances that you can go see live in our listening area during the course of the week and into the weekend. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. In addition to bringing you news of local performances, we occasionally also just play recordings by either artists who've been through our area performing locally or who live and work here. And that's what we're going to be doing for the rest of the hour today. But first, we'd like to see if we can get your calls and clicks of financial support for Live and Local and for Illinois Public Media to ensure that the programs you enjoy now will be with you during the starting in the coming fiscal year, which starts July 1st. It's our spring pledge period, and we're working to raise $140,000 by week's end. And here in the studio with me this hour has been John Steinbacher, who's the guy sort of in charge of pledge drives and other such things. He's our membership director. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, no, it's great to be here. As you were saying, the show focuses on bands and artists who are performing locally, upcoming performances, and it just goes to say, show that, you know, if you listen to the show often and you've heard something on this show and then you've gone to see a concert, maybe it's time to, you know, start supporting the show and the station who fills you in on what's going on in and around town. And you can do that very easily, 217-244-0025, or go to willpledge.org and show your support. This is a great arts community. It's relatively small compared to some of the other bigger cities around here and out east, but we do get a lot of great artists either coming through or around here. And when you support a show like Live and Local, you're helping to support sort of the lifeblood of that community. So, you know, people love coming in and performing and talking about what they're doing, talking about how they learned how to play bagpipes, or talking about an upcoming show. And it's a really great community resource that we believe is very important. That's why it's on the air here, and we hope you think it's important too.
217-244-0025. You can make your pledge by calling that number. You can also contribute online. Our website specifically for the purpose is willpledge.org, willpledge.org. There are numerous symphony orchestras in throughout our listening area that always appreciate having you in the audience. There are many, many bands and individual musicians who are just would be extremely grateful to have you in their audience. It can be a pretty difficult row to hoe to get an audience when you're, particularly if you're an up-and-coming performer, and we've got lots of those such people in our area. And we try to bring you many, you know, considerable variety of local performers. We have one coming up in just a moment. And we also have coming up next somebody who is an international jazz artist who has been in our community not very long ago. You can support all of this type of music on this particular program, Live and Local, 217-244-0025, or online at willpledge.org. The guy I was referring to who's been in our area and actually was on this show, we had a good chat with him. His name is Vijay Iyer, he says, and he was performing at the Krannert Center in Urbana with his band, and I really like his CD, which is simply called Vijay Iyer Solo. Here he's playing a Bubber Miley and Duke Ellington tune. This is the Black and Tan Fantasy, Vijay Iyer's take on this here on Live and Local. ¶¶ pianist Vijay Iyer, his take on the Bubber Miley Duke Ellington tune Black and Tan Fantasy from his CD simply called Solo. Vijay Iyer was with his band at the Krannert Center, I want to say in February maybe. He was on the show at that time, and that was a real treat to have a conversation with Vijay Iyer here in the studio. And I hope you found it a treat if you heard him at the time, and particularly if that got you out to hear his live performance. He had several of them that you had a chance of going to see. And if you appreciate the opportunity to find out about performances that you probably wouldn't have known about otherwise, and often about performers that you wouldn't have known about otherwise, then consider making a contribution to support Live and Local, which, of course, exists here on WYLL-FM. Our phone number during our spring pledge period, this is the spring pledge period, and the weather finally supports that, 217-244-0025, or give online at willpledge.org. And our membership director, John Steinbacher, is here with me. We were just talking about this WYLL member card that is a nice little perk for donors.
Absolutely. It's at the $72 or more donation. You get a member card. It's got 2-for-1 discounts and other kinds of discounts all around central Illinois. Lots of really impressive restaurants in Champaign and Springfield and even in Chicago. There's a couple places where, you know, even if you pledge, say, $150, basically 2 or 3 meals, and you'd have that money back. So it's well worth it. If you are interested in making a donation, you know, consider making the donation above $72. You know, most donations during the spring drive come in a little over 100, but every amount certainly is important, and every donor counts. But consider making that donation at least at the $72 level to ensure you get that member card.
I remember the first time that I ever pledged for public radio. I of course listened to the folks on the air appealing to me, but I faced the same question that every first time pledger faces, which is how much should I do? And so every once in a while we just like to suggest possibilities. The $72. Is one of those. I'll just tell you honestly, I pledge at $1 a day myself. So that works. That's a nice way to think of it. Only $1 a day.
Absolutely.
For the great benefit you get from listening to WILL, $365.
$1 a day is a great amount. $10 a month, that's $120. A lot of people, you know, we have quite a few Vision Circle members, and that's over $1,000, which, you know, if you want to break it down, you could give $100 a month and become a member of the Vision Circle. So there's obviously all kinds of ways to give. We accept credit cards. We accept checks. If you want to become a sustaining member, you can do that via EFT, which will come right out of your bank account every month, or you can do it if you're a University of Illinois employee. Via payroll deduction. So basically, we're just trying to make it as easy as possible for you to support great public radio. And we want to actually thank Mary Beth from Urbana for your contribution.
217-244-0025. That's the number. Or online at willpledge.org. I promised a local performer. And in fact, he's somebody who was on the show just yesterday playing an instrument called the sackbut, which is a predecessor of the trombone. His name, Jemmy Robertson. He is the trombone faculty member at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. And here's something from his debut release in which he's actually playing the regular tenor trombone. This is the final movement of a sonata for trombone and piano from 1957 by John Davison. This is called Rondo with Chorale. Thank you. The final movement of a sonata for trombone and piano by John Davison is called Rondo with Chorale, and Jemmy Robertson was a trombonist with pianist Yoko Yamada Selvaggio. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, Jemmy Robertson on faculty at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, and he just played for us live on yesterday's program. He's playing in an early music recital tonight with some of his colleagues. That'll be at the Doudna Fine Arts Center in Charleston on the Eastern campus. 7:30, I believe, is the start of that program. It's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly in with John Steinbacher today, and I've got one more recorded selection from a CD that I just got in the studio by somebody who's going to be coming to our area later on this month, and more about her in just a moment, or at least about that recording. John, have no idea how many folks have called during the program today, but we certainly would urge anybody who's been listening all week long but hasn't supported Live and Local before to consider doing it now. We do have a goal of 15 new friends today, and we'd certainly like you to consider jumping on board right now as a supporter financially of Live and Local. 217-244-0025. Or online at willpledge.org.
That's right, and we actually did just get an anonymous donation, so thank you to the anonymous donor out there. And, of course, you can make a gift, and if you would like to remain anonymous, that is acceptable. But if you want to, we'll go ahead and mention you on air and say thanks, especially if you're a new donor. It's always great to have new friends of WILO.
Maybe that's someone who wishes to remain anonymously as a fan of the bagpipe.
Ah. Well, why would you want to do that?
How about for all those fans who are proud to be bagpipe fans, as well as fans of Live and Local? 217-244-0025, the number to call. Thanks to all who've pledged during the course of the week. I'll be back with another program tomorrow from 4 to 5, during which we will welcome live in our studio actor, singer, songwriter Ronnie Cox. He's going to be doing a house concert in Urbana tomorrow night and bringing himself, part of a trio, to play for us live in the studio. If you've seen the movie Deliverance, that was his first movie. And there's lots of others that he's been in. And if you don't know his name, you probably know his characters in some of those, including RoboCop, Total Recall, Bound for Glory, and a whole lot of other movies that you have heard of and may well have seen. Ronnie Cox on the show tomorrow from 4 to 5. This is 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We'll sure appreciate your support when you call 217-244-0025 or give online at willpledge.org. Dina Shoshkis, I'm hoping I'm saying her name correctly, has a new CD out. It's called Rock River, and she's going to be coming to our area later on this month. She'll be coming and playing on the show as well. This is her tune called My Own Advice.
Quarter to three, take a look at me. Quarter to five, barely alive. I really couldn't tell you what I did all day. Went for a walk, went for a drive. Spent hours by myself alone inside, looking for a boat to row by the riverside. If I could